everyone. This is Johnny from Life If Lessons on the Go, in collaboration with Lifestar Radio. Now, today's segment is pretty much gamer talk. Mainly, what comes to mind when one asks a simple question? Does it come with the fact of, hey, what's out there that I can play that's interesting, yet at the same time, big point of the topic, free to play, free to do whatever I want with, and is it alright if I give this free game to other people? Most people nowadays want to know what's free and what's, well, not free. Point of being on this, does it really count as free if it's got a string attached to it? Sometimes the string could be good, sometimes the string could be bad. Mainly, if it's bad, it's usually because it's going to charge you later on and kick you in the rear. Most days, now and then, there is literally talk about how you could end up earning money through playing games with CoinPop or app-like. Yes, they may cost you. Yes, it may cost you to transfer that money into American currency if you don't have the proper currency converter. But if you have PayPal, it doesn't really cost you much, except for probably a few cents of your time. Now, most people nowadays want to know what's being given away. Like Subnautica was given away for at least 2 weeks, and now that's already done. But it was by Epic Games. The Epic Game console, you could download it for free there. Now there is numerous requests of how do I get Subnautica for free, how do I get this for free, how do I get that for free. Mainly if you're watching the recording of this, mainly a video, which I am doing a video right now with my face talking while showing me recording this on Anchor, pretty much. If you're new to the question here, mainly, you can get this, the link will be in the description, mainly if you're watching this via video. Also, if you're hearing this on recording as well, yes, I'm doing this on YouTube. The, pretty much, it is Starlord 244. Pretty much the video will be put up on there for viewing concerns and anything else. Mainly, I've been pressing my luck on trying to tell the story. Mainly, I've already done Food Talk, Food Talk with Johnny. Now I'm doing Gamer Talk with Johnny, mainly. I will be pretty much having a guest appear on here, mainly. His name will be revealed as Adam. Mainly, it's not like Adam and Eve, but Adam. Pretty much, Adam will be coming on the video, coming on here as a guest of sorts. Mainly, if you're new to this factor of who's going to be on here, he's going to be using Anchor as well. Anyways, point of being here, I'm already 3 minutes in, and pretty much. The question that we all ask is, how much is it going to cost me out of pocket? Is it free? Is it truly free and not got any strings attached? And if there is strings attached, what are those strings? And if are any of them bad for my wallet? That will be discussed tomorrow morning. Today, but around, I want to do this around a certain time, mainly. I will probably be doing it around 3:15 today, and I will be pretty much discussing this in an hour-long episode of how to get certain things done for free, mainly with our guest, Adam. You guys will be able to see this as well as watch this. Now, if you're new to my recording system, or at least new to Anchor, it's www.anchor.fm. And if you're wanting to start your own podcast, it is anchor.fm/start and pretty much start your own podcast either via mobile or desktop. It depends on the thing that you're running. Mainly, it works for Windows 7, Windows 10. It even works on the Android device and the ISO, so pretty much, if you're wondering why I'm talking in two direct contexts here, anyways, thanks for listening, and also, thanks for watching.
Hello, this is Johnny, and this is Life Lessons on the Go, in collaboration with Lifestarter Radio. Now, most people nowadays wonder, why do people hate voice changers? Well, this podcast is starting off with a voice changer to see how people will react to, my voice not being itself. Now, most of you already know I sound different. Well, this is how I am going to sound for a bit, and tell me if you don't like it. Mainly, leave a vocal thing or a comment. Mainly, somebody on here, let me know what your thoughts are on voice changers. Is it fun, or is it just not helpful when you're trying to understand someone, yet whenever you're feeling sick, does it help with your thing if you're a voice changer person? Anyways, this is just a little bit of a test, not the full thing.
Hey guys, pretty much, if you just heard me, I did a voice changer. Now, it's on the Gamer Talk because of one reason. Gamer Talk is pretty much all that thing. And now, I have already done the Life Lessons on the Go already once. Now I'm going to do it again. This is Johnny, the actual Johnny of Life Lessons on the Go in collaboration with Lifestarter Radio. Now, most of you people, and not to mention the Skim and Anchor as my backer as well. I need to remind myself I've got Anchor as a backer as well. Mainly, if you guys want to support me, hit the support this broadcaster, and if you want to have me literally talk about you, just put something on there and I read the skit and boom. But mainly, let's face it, does voice changers, like you just heard on the first episode, does it upset you? Does it literally drive a nail across the chalkboard whenever you hear it? Because some people on Gamer or Talk usually, some people on games don't like people with voice changers because you don't know who you're talking to. Yet, what if that person has to deal with the fact of being on Witness Protection Program or something along those lines? Can they actually talk with you without you recognizing them, and they're probably supposedly dead to you because technically they had their they had their own death faked for them so that they could live a new life? My question to you is, because YouTube is already cracking down apparently on people who use voice changers because of certain issues. Some people use voice changers because it's to mainly modulate or audulate their voices, something to help them while they're sick. Mainly, I am starting to have the allergy season, but I don't know whether to use a voice changer just to modulate my voice while I don't sound stuffy or something along those lines. My question to you is, should I do that, or should I just stay with my normal toned voice? Mainly, allergy season's already kicking in, and my Cetirizine is not kicking in the allergy congestion part or well enough. I might have to go to a different medicine. Anyways, point is, does a voice changer tick you off? Leave your voice comment on an Anchor. Literally, let me know.
Do you not like voice changers? Do you just have problems with it? Thanks for listening on this. As I said, this is Johnny. He with Life Lessons on the Go. And thanks.
Hello, everyone. This is Johnny, and welcome back to Life Lessons on the Go and Gamer Talk. Pretty much the subject of Gamer Talk. Now, if you've read the subject, yes, Shadow Gage will be joining us on Gamer Talk, joining us for Gamer Talk on Life Lessons on the Go. But for right now, I've been informed by them that they're sick. Hopefully they will be getting better soon, and we can get it to where we have a better understanding of each other. Now, Shadow Gage is a Twitcher for most parts, if you're wondering. He plays games, and he is one of the most trusted Twitchers that I've met so far. And I wouldn't trust anyone else except for him in one thing. He actually works, and he does recording. Now, due to the fact that of him being sick, I am automatically obliged to trying to get him some more reviewers. Mainly the reason why he's an actual old gamer. He plays Resident Evil 2, which we all know the Clara route, Clara B route, was the ultimate crescendo to things, along with trying to remember the other guy. I'm trying to remember the guy that it goes on there. Mainly, we all know that Clara and that guy make a great couple, along with the girl as the daughter type of thing. Mainly, you should adopt me, is what she says. And for those who have already played the game, have already watched it, it is the ultimate coup d'etat to any Resident Evil on certain things that I know of so far. Now, I'm not saying there's that it's the ultimate coup d'etat for any other Resident Evil that's out there. I'm just saying it's one that actually caught my fancy. Also, here's the Shadow Gage. If you're listening to this podcast, I look forward to speaking with you soon on Gamer Talk. Thank you, and this is Johnny Wright from Life Lessons on the Go, in collaboration with Anchor, Lifestarter Radio, and formerly The Skim, and thank you. Hello everyone, this is Johnny from Life Lessons on the Go, and this is Gamer Talk. Now, unfortunately, Shadow Gage and I could not do what we wanted to do. The Gamer Talk is going to be about certain games, mainly free games that he games and other games that he plays, like The Walking Dead 2, certain things like that. Unfortunately, Shadow Gage couldn't accompany me on this due to the fact of the mobile issue. And it was pretty much a pain in the keister just to try and get him to talk with me and other things. So pretty much, as we all know, I tried it on that matter, and I also hope to try and get him back on the next topic, hopefully whenever he does get a better phone. Shadow Gage, thanks for being such a patient friend and of mine, and helping me out with trying to get things done. Also, if you're wanting to know, just go to twitch.tv/ShadowGage, and you can see his channel. Mainly, it's on a website. That's twitch.tv/ShadowGage. You can automatically get it hit pretty much the /, by the by, ShadowGage. And you'll automatically be directed to his Twitch channel. Automatically follow this guy and say, Johnny sent you, and he'll get you guys the runabout out of how he plays games. Thank you for listening, and have a great time.